This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
TGIM?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Monday is not a favorite for most people, but the start of a new week has got to be a bit of a relief for Wall Street. We got a lot of bad economic news last week. Home prices are down 16%. The economy grew less than expected. Unemployment is at its highest level in 4 years. And GM lost another $15.5 billion. All that bad economic news had Wall Street on a down note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.4% on Friday and was down about the same for the week. Rising oil prices have overseas markets down this morning. Germany's DAX has lost 0.6%. Paris's CAC 40 is down 0.2%. London's FTSE is bucking the trend. It's up 0.1%. Last week, the FTSE got hit when British Airways reported quarterly profits had fallen about 90%. Now the carrier is looking for somebody to lean on. BA is going full steam ahead with plans to merge with American Airlines. Stephen Beard has more.
This is not a marriage, just a deeper relationship. BA and American are already partners in the One World Alliance. At a time of crisis in the airline industry, they want to huddle closer together. They want to cut costs, coordinating flights and fares, perhaps running a joint frequent flyer program. The two airlines feel at a disadvantage. Lufthansa and Air France both operate very closely with US carriers. BA and American need to be allowed to do the same, says Tim Coombs of Aviation Economics.
They are handicapped to a certain extent in being able to compete. So it would be an important, good, strong step forward for both carriers.
BA and American have tried this before but failed to win the support of regulators. This time they believe they'll succeed because the Open Skies Agreement has opened up competition in transatlantic air travel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Airlines will get a bump in international business this week. The opening ceremonies for the Beijing Olympics are just days away. And many big corporate sponsors are cashing in, as Lisa Chow reports.
Back in 2003, GE paid nearly $200 million to the International Olympics Committee. The company was sponsoring four games through 2012. But Beijing, far and away, will be the big moneymaker. GE won $700 million in contracts to build infrastructure in the Chinese capital. There's lighting at sports stadiums, a wastewater treatment plant, even security systems for the Beijing subway. Peter Foss is president of GE's Olympic sponsorship.
We talk about the $50 billion that was spent to prepare Beijing for the Olympics, but our involvement's built wonderful relationships that'll carry us forward and participate in the $300 billion that's going to be spent across the country as they build out infrastructure.
Foss says more than 200 cities in China are expected to have populations over 1 million. In Beijing, I'm Lisa Chow for Marketplace.
We saw a major summer blockbuster this weekend, but it wasn't a movie. Breaking Dawn hit bookstores on Saturday. The vampire novel was second only to Harry Potter in pre-orders. Arizona homemaker Stephanie Meyer published the first book in the series in 2005. Borders Group says it's already sold more than 250,000 copies of Breaking Dawn.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at Gather.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
Wanted, newspaper reporter who will also pitch in as editor, webpage designer, marketing director, photographer, and publisher, and hey, should be able to make a decent cup of coffee, too. Tough times for newspapers mean they're trying to do more with less. It's a lesson foreign language publications in the U.S. have already learned, as Rob Schmitz reports.
At a popular cafe in Orange County's Little Saigon neighborhood, Ngoc Tran and his friends smoke cigarettes and discuss the news from four different newspapers, all published here in this neighborhood.
Even with the people that have enough language to read the American newspaper, but we still favor the Vietnamese newspaper.
Little Saigon, population 150,000, has at least 43 local newspapers and news magazines, and that number is growing. More Hispanic consumers in the U.S. are also reading ethnic papers.
I think the tremors that are going through mainstream newspapers, you're not seeing that in ethnic print media.
Sandy Close is director of New America Media, an association of more than 700 ethnic media organizations.
And to the extent now everything that seems to have a return on investment in media has to be hyper-local, they are already there.
Close's organization has found the ethnic media reaches 51 million Americans. She says big advertisers are pulling ads out of mainstream newspapers, but not out of local foreign language newspapers. But that doesn't mean ethnic publishers are flush with cash. The budget for Truc Kinh Lee's monthly magazine, Van Hoa, is so tight, he's forced to wear many a hat.
I am the publisher. I am the editor-in-chief. I am the photographer. I am the reporter. I am the writer. And I am the delivery.
Lee takes most of his photos, but when he needs extras, he just takes them off the internet. I'm not afraid of being sued, he says in Vietnamese. I spent 8 years of hell in a Vietnamese prison camp. Nothing can faze me.
This is a layout computer.
After managing a restaurant until 9 in the evening, he comes straight to his office to work on the magazine. He gives me a tour of his office. There's a layout computer, a printer, and a bed.
You sleep here? You sleep in your office?
Yeah.
On this night, he does not return home. The news, he says, never sleeps. In Little Saigon, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And this final note, FreeCreditReport.com rolls out a new set of ads today. No doubt you've heard the commercials.
Should have gone to FreeCreditReport.com.
The thing is, the Credit Report isn't actually free. Turns out the site makes you sign up for a credit monitoring service that costs around $15 a month. FreeCreditReport.com is owned by Experian, one of the big three credit bureaus, where you can get your credit score for free. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.